Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. I choose to be here with you. You know that, right? You can choose. I attended, years ago, I was a church secretary. And I attended a secretarial's conference that was put on by the state. And we had all kinds of classes to take to be good secretaries or treasurers. Many of us were also treasurers of the church, so we took a little bookkeeping, a little this, a little that. Taxes, because we had to take care of the W-2s for the pastors and the staff. Well, one of the classes that I chose to take on that particular time was on self-defense, because many of the secretaries, and I think they've kind of gotten away from this now. They lock the doors if the secretary is in there by herself. But many times in a large church, the secretary is the only one there. Pastors are visiting or pastors have a day off during the week because they work on the weekends. And so she's alone in the office, and you do have transients that come through. So this was actually a highway patrolman that came in. I don't remember his name. And he was teaching us about safety and about self-defense should something happen. He says, everything is a weapon if you choose it to be. From the pencil on your desk to your shoe that you're wearing, whether it's a high-heeled shoe or whatever. Everything is a weapon, if you want it to be. Now, maybe this is a big stretch, but it came to my mind last evening, as I was actually trying to relax, that everything can be offensive if you choose it to be. If I choose to use a pencil as it's intended to be, it's a pencil. But if I choose to make it a weapon because I'm under attack, then it's a weapon. So, if you want to be offended, if you choose that route in your life, everything can be offensive. Everything. I was taught, growing up, that life deals out all kinds of injustices and justices. In fact, I think it was, life's not fair. That's what the phrase was. How you deal with the trials that are going to come, how you deal with those trials is up to you. How you choose to react. Colin Kaepernick chooses to be offended. He chooses to ignore the good things in his life, the fact that he was raised in very comfortable conditions. He chooses to focus on the negatives in life. He's very, very wealthy. But he chooses to focus on the negatives in his life. He is a very unhappy and unfulfilled person. He's empty. And he chooses to be offended. I watched the discussions about the shoes. Yeah. With all that's going on in the world, we have to discuss being offended by a pair of shoes. Tennis shoes. Casual shoes. Expensive shoes. People can walk around with numerous colors in their hair. They can walk around with their pants on the ground. We're facing world issues. We're facing lots of problems. Our economy is a mess. Even though it's getting better, it's still a mess. But we're going to choose to be offended over patriotic shoes. It's only offensive if you choose to make it that way. So, all this talk about Betsy Ross sent my mind running back. Because a year ago, or a little more maybe, a year ago, I was looking up a lot of these women in our Revolutionary War time to know more about them. And when they were complaining about Betsy Ross' flag, the original intent didn't matter. It's what it was misused for later that makes it offensive to them. But it made my mind go back to what I had learned and what I had studied about Betsy Ross, and I'm going to share that with you today later on. But it goes back again to slavery. Slavery was a horrible time and part of our history. That's not even debatable. Nobody can say that slavery was a good thing. Reparations will not remove what happened. In my opinion, it will continue it. And how do you make the decision of who receives and who doesn't? Reparations will not serve any purpose of healing, but continue to make the error instead of rising above it. While our nation, which is very young yet compared to other nations, has much to learn, our history is our lesson. If we remove the lesson, the history we learn is nothing. Perhaps it's when we have too much time on our hands that we begin to focus on the negatives. Or perhaps it's out of guilt because we have more than someone else, and we probably shouldn't. Or perhaps it's jealousy that drives us, whether it's jealousy for the monetary reasons and things, they have more things than we do, or jealousy over other things. Many folks have lots more stuff than I have, but I have way too much stuff. Ask my husband. He says, I can't build any more closets. Is there no pride left in America? Is our history so ugly and dark that we have no pride in America? So I went back to Betsy Ross, studying her life just a little bit. It's not very deep study, but it's a study. And I looked up people in our history or in our ancestry. And we can find out that they were people. Yeah. Not so different from you and I, but lived with pain, the ups and downs of life, love and loss, yet they kept on keeping on. They didn't say, I'm offended, and just stop, and make the whole world change their ways because they were offended. You know, that's the same as taking away the freedom of speech. I'm proud to be an American. I'm not proud of Americans once owned by slaves. I'm not proud that Americans owned slaves or were slaves. I'm proud that this nation, or at least was, used to, it tries to move on and rise above those dark hours as individuals and as a nation. Are you proud to be an American? American pride, it isn't a shoe. And if you are proud to be American, you shouldn't put it in a shoebox and hide it on a shelf either. I have some other things I'm going to share with you, but I will open up the phone lines. But what I want you to tell me is, are you proud to be an American? Keep it short, keep it sweet. Let's encourage one another. Would you wear... I don't think I'd wear the Betsy Ross shoes anyway. They're not my style. That's not because I'm offended. I don't like tennis shoes. I prefer high heels. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Are you proud to be an American? I am, and I always have been. And I'm probably not as deep a history buff as I should be. But I've always had a love for this nation. And yes, this nation is less than perfect. Well, I want to talk about the shoes briefly. They're offended by the shoes because they represent Betsy Ross' flag, the original flag with the 13 stars, the 13 colonies. And it's because that back in the day, not too long ago, some other radical white supremacist groups, for some reason, decided to hijack Betsy Ross' flag. So now it's offensive to people like Colin Kaepernick. I do like his name, Colin. I like the name Colin. The man is sad, though. He really is sad. And he's a socialist. And so anything about the United States of America is going to offend him. He was a young man that went through an adoption. He's adopted. Was raised very well. Well, I say comfortably. And he has chosen this path. And that's kind of sad. But Betsy Ross, I want to tell you a little bit about her. She was a Quaker. was raised by Quakers. So I got to find her here where I lost Betsy Ross. I lost her. She was a Quaker. She was raised a Quaker. She fell in love with someone who wasn't a Quaker. But let's just study Betsy Ross a little bit. I know you're rolling your eyes around, Beth. This doesn't have anything to do with anything, but it does. Why would you be offended by this flag, except that you choose to be? You choose to be offended. It says Samuel, a successful carpenter, moved his large family from their farmhouse in New Jersey to the growing city of Philadelphia when Betsy was 3 years old. They eventually settled in a large home on 4th and Arch Streets. Although Betsy is often referred to as a seamstress, she was not a seamstress. She was an upholsterer, a trained upholsterer. And that's what her father did. After completing her formal education at School for Quaker Children, Betsy went on to an apprentice job for John Webster, a talented and popular Philadelphia upholsterer. She spent several years under Webster, learning to make and repair curtains, bed covers, tablecloths, rugs, umbrellas, and Venetian blinds. Now that one kind of surprised me, as well as work on other projects that involved sewing. While she was an apprentice there with Webster, Betsy met and fell in love with a fellow apprentice named John Ross. John Ross was an Anglican and a son of the former assistant rector of Christ Church. Being devout Quakers, Betsy's family did not approve of her relationship with John Ross. Marrying outside the faith meant Betsy could no longer worship in the Quaker community. Nevertheless, on November 4th, 1773, Betsy and John fled across the Delaware River to Hugg's Tavern in Gloucester, New Jersey, where they married without the blessing of her family and fellow Quakers. Little rebel, wasn't she? She fell in love and she was just a little rebel. She ran away from home. Despite that, the newlyweds did prosper. They opened their own upholstery shop business in a rented house in Philadelphia's Chestnut Street, in the heart of the bustling section of Philadelphia, now known as Old City. John and Betsy Ross even made bed hangings for George Washington while he was in Philadelphia at the First Continental Congress in 1774. They were married for just over 2 years when their union was tragically cut short. John Ross, believed to be a member of the local militia, passed away, leaving Betsy a childless widow at the age of 24. Betsy continued to run her upholstery business. Now think about this, because back in that day, the women didn't necessarily rise above and have their own businesses, but Betsy Ross did. She made her extra income by making cartridges and, of course, flags for the Continental Army. On June 15th of 1777, Betsy married her second husband, Joseph Ashburn. Together they had two daughters, but the first passed away at 9 months of age. Joseph was a mariner, and that doesn't mean a ball player, and was often at sea, leaving Betsy, a new mother, alone in Philadelphia. The sea was a dangerous place to be during the Revolution, and in 1781, a British frigate captured Joseph's ship, which was called the Lion. The crew was charged with treason and taken to Old Mill Prison in Plymouth, England. Joseph Ashburn died of unknown illness on March 3rd of 1782, a few short weeks before the British released the American prisoners. Now, you do remember that. You do remember that part, don't you? Later in 1782, Betsy was visited by a man named Jay Claypool. He was a fellow prisoner with Joseph Ashburn. John was there to bring Betsy the news of her second husband's death. Betsy learned that she was once again a widow at the age of 30. So 6 years had passed. John Claypool and Betsy kindled a relationship and were married on May 8th, 1783. A year later, Betsy returned to her Quaker roots when she and her husband joined the Society of Free Quakers. Betsy was finally able to enjoy a long marriage with John Claypool, but this 34-year relationship was not without its struggles. The couple had five more daughters. She was having girls like I was having boys. Five more daughters together, but only four of them lived to maturity. In 1793, Betsy Ross's father and sister died within days of each other from yellow fever, leaving Betsy to raise her niece. In 1812, Betsy and John's young widowed daughter, Clarissa, moved into their home with her five young children and a sixth on the way. Betsy would welcome other widowed daughters, nieces, and their children to her home on Front Street. At some point after the turn of the 19th century, John developed a physical disability, possibly related to his injuries in prison or stroke. He died in 1817. Betsy continued her upholstery and flag-making business with the help of her daughter, Clarissa. After over 50 years in her trade, she retired at the age of 76 and left the city to live on her daughter Susanna's farm in the remote suburb of Abington. According to her descendants, although her vision was failing, it was failing rapidly, Betsy continued to take the long carriage ride to the Free Quaker Meeting House in the city every week. By 1833, Betsy was completely blind. She spent the last 3 years of her life living with her daughter Jane's family on Cherry Street in Philadelphia. With family present, Betsy Ross died in her sleep on January 30th of 1836. She was 84 years old. Now think about the life of this young woman and what she went through, the love, the loss, the losing of children, losing her parents and her sister. Raising other people's children. You know, I read about George Washington, that he did that. That he and his wife didn't have children, but he raised his sister's children. You know, back then, responsibility was taken on, head on, seriously. The Betsy Ross flag of the 13 colonies is not anything offensive. The lives of our founding fathers and sisters and mothers is amazing what they went through. When you think about it today, I know I have some neighbors in the communities that they've had hard lives. They've lost loved ones. And they press on. That's the American way, isn't it? We press on. We look ahead to better days in the USA. And we will be right back. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese. Lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty, plus Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VacuPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Are you proud to be an American? Just looking a little bit, and I don't talk about this a lot because I think it's an ugly topic, but I guess sometimes we need to talk about things that aren't very pretty. Slavery is not pretty. And unfortunately, slavery still exists today. Not in our nation, but in many nations, it does. They practice it. They believe in it. And our Revolutionary War, there were some of our black brothers and sisters fighting on both sides. They were promised, you know, white man's forked tongue. They were promised freedom. And some were given it and some were not. But the, and Anthony Johnson was the first slave owner in the United States. Anthony Johnson himself was a black man. He came here from the English colonies. He said, it says Anthony Johnson was the first prominent black landowner in the English colonies here in the United States. Johnson arrived in Virginia back in 1621 aboard the James, which is the name of the boat, the ship. It is uncertain if Johnson arrived as an indentured servant or as a slave. However, to make this story a little shorter, he did earn his freedom. And he did own land. He had, again, just like Betsy Ross, there were many ups and downs in his life. But he also had a slave, and his name was Castro, I believe it was. But he went to John Kaser, C-A-S-O-R. And it went before the court because he thought he had earned his freedom. And Anthony was going through some bad times at that time, and he didn't want to give him his freedom, and the court ruled against Kaser and said he would be a slave for life. He wasn't allowed to work his way out of his slavery. I don't say that because I think it makes slavery okay. It's not okay. It wasn't okay then. It doesn't matter what color the owner or the slave is. It's not okay. And I looked up slavery. And I think I've got it here somewhere. There were many, 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 many white slaves. Not necessarily in the U.S., but there were some. And they were constantly being kidnapped, I guess you would say, on the Barbary Coast. But slavery exists today, even as we speak, in countries such as India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, China, and Uzbekistan.
There you go.
Uzbekistan. In India, they have 18,354,700 slaves estimated. That's 1.4% of their population. Now, this doesn't mean they're all black. And it doesn't mean they're all white. It means they're all slaves. It is, in Pakistan, they have over 2 million slaves, and it's 1.13% of their population. In Bangladesh, they have over 1,500,000 slaves, a 0.95% of their population. In China, they have over 3 million slaves, a 0.25% of their population. And the rate of slavery in, I'd say it again, Uzbekistan is 1,236,600, and that's 3.97% of its population. Rate of slavery. I'm sorry. I say that because the only reason I looked that up is because as evil and horrible as slavery was in this country, and we're talking about reparations, and we're talking about this, and we're talking about offensive shoes. Why aren't we talking about the slaves that are being held? And not that I'm, I'm not advocating that we go in and rescue them all. But why aren't we talking about that? That still exists in this world today. Are you proud to be an American? Raymond Aurora covered for Laura Ingraham last night, and he talked about the percentage of people now and what was in the Democrats and the Republicans, because we always have to separate everyone, you know. Maybe we should start busing Congress. Force them to get along. This is a sad day in the United States of America. Only 45% of Americans are proud of America. Now, I don't think that this number is correct, and this one isn't coming from Raymond. But here it says, in politics, nothing happens by accident. And that, you know, that's Franklin Roosevelt that said that. It happens, and it was planned all that way. Thomas Jefferson said, single acts of tyranny may be ascribed to the accidental opinion of a day, but a series of oppressions pursued unalterably through every change of ministers too plainly proves a deliberate, systematic plan of reducing us to slavery. And Senator George Malone of Nevada, speaking to Congress in 1957, said, I believe that if the people of this nation fully understood what Congress has done to them over the past 49 years, they would move on Washington. It adds up to a preconceived plan to destroy the economic and social independence of the United States. We're all becoming slaves, my friends. If you choose to be offended and stop a company, although I do believe this was a ploy on Nike's part, but if you choose to stop a company from producing something because you find it offensive, now I'm not talking about things that are criminal. You know, we have books out there on how to molest children. That's criminal. A red, white, and blue shoe with a flag on it is not criminal. But if you choose to be offended and stop a company from making a product because it's offensive to you, you're in slavery. You're in tyranny. You're not in a free nation. No. Raymond Aurora, I kind of like this guy. First when I saw him, I thought, this guy's kind of goofy, but he's not. He's really pretty common sense, down to earth, good old dad, takes care of his kids. But he was talking about the poll of 45% of adults are extremely proud to be an American. Now, he gave, on the show, he gave the Democrat stats, and maybe the 45% is combining the Democrat and the Republicans. The Republicans were more proud of this nation than the Democrats were. The Democrats was pretty low. But he made some really good points about the Betsy Ross flag and being offended and about our children and about this nation and having pride in it. And I'll share those with you when we come back. Are you proud of this country? 877-895-5410. Are you proud to be an American? 877-895-5410. We will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing. manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, "Buy Made in the USA." CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. If you're calling in today, the question is, and that's all we're talking about, is are you proud to be an American? Are you proud of your nation? Are you proud of your country? We're going to go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Oh, I'm still getting by. How are you, Beth Ann?
Oh, I'm still getting by, too.
All right. Yes,
are you proud?
Being American.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah, hello?
Yes, I'm right here.
Yeah, yes, I'm proud to be an American. In fact, that's why I came back here from Canada. My father had got work in Canada when I was 15 years old, and I lived there for 12 years, and I could have become a Canadian citizen, but I felt proud to be an American, so I decided to come back here. And
what an awesome story.
What?
What an awesome story.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
You.
Well, I thought Canada was getting too socialistic. I didn't like it. I was hoping that America still has some love for freedom, and that, you know, if I came here, it would be like the last place where people would resist socialism. It has been to some extent, but not as much as I would like.
You but, know what I think? I think they don't recognize freedom. That's what I think. I think a lot of people in this nation don't recognize what freedom is, and that's why they want this socialism stuff. They think that, I don't know where their head's going. But I think they don't know how to make good use of their freedom.
Dreams and aspirations and goals that they want to pursue in freedom. I don't think they have, you know, great dreams and great aspirations, goals and desires and something like that that they need freedom to pursue. And so because they don't have, you know, a purpose of their own, a strong purpose inside of them that they want freedom to pursue, you know, they just want to be taken care of. They just want to have a comfortable life. They just want some, you know, benevolent parent government to take care of them, and that's why they go for socialism. I think that's it.
That's a good point. I think it's a good point. Well, thank you for sharing your story. I didn't know that you had been in Canada and came back. That's a great story. Great tribute to this country. Thank you, Joe.
That's part of my life.
Okay. You know, that's what I've been saying with these studies that I've been doing on the first black slave owner who was also a slave or else an indentured servant, and then he had a slave, and then Betsy Ross and all the trials she went through. You know, we're all human. We all go through these ups and downs, and it's just amazing to me. Thank you, Joe, for sharing. I appreciate it.
I think any normal, healthy-minded person is going to love their country. And if you don't, you know, and they're going to recognize that the country is not perfect, but every country has great things about it. You know, if I was born a Russian, I think I'd want to be proud to be a Russian. If I was born a German, I think I'd want to be proud to be a German, a Mexican, or whatever. And every country has good things about its culture and, you know, history and so on like that. You know, there's good qualities in every country. And every country has something to be proud of. And any normal, healthy-minded person, I think, will be proud of what they are, what their country is, and they will... You know, and if there's faults in their country, which every country has, of course, they'll see them, and they'll do what they can to try to improve things and make their country even better. But if you don't love your country, I don't think you really love anything.
You're going to sit back and just want to be served.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it, Joe. Thank you so much, and you have a great and fantastic Independence Weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. I was going to share a little bit more about what Ario had said, Raymond Ario, and I'm going to kind of flip through that because I think you get the point. The point is that we have much to be proud of, and knowing our history should make us proud. There's a big controversy going on about President Donald Trump and the big celebration that he wants to put on in D.C., and, of course, the left, they're just abhorrent about it. They don't want him bringing in the big tanks, and I saw some filthy things said on Twitter towards the president. I can't imagine. If you don't like the man, that's one thing, but really, do you have to talk like that? That is just ridiculous and disrespectful. Don't like him, that's fine. Don't like his policies, that's fine, but don't be so disrespectful to the position of presidency of the United States. In 1983 of December, I've told this story before, I lost my home in a fire. Lost everything, but not my children and not my husband. But nothing was left. Community kicked in and they helped us with things and we got started again. And in the spring of 1984, Lee Greenwood came out with a song, God Bless the USA. If tomorrow all the things were gone I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today, because that flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And the chorus is, of course, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right for me, you know, and I'm going to put in there, you know, the men were of all colors, all colors. And I gladly stand up next to you to defend her still today, because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Okay.
And when Kate Smith did God Bless America, it was in a time in this nation when we needed to be brought back together. We have had so many times in this nation where we've been broken apart and need to be brought back together. Why are we like that? Like little children fighting. God Bless the USA was a huge hit. It was a time, at least in my life, I needed reminded. I couldn't have started over in any other nation. I've written two poems that I'm going to share with you this morning. I think I shared them in May, but I'm going to share them again today. If I were Lady Liberty, I'd shine God's light upon this land so that all the children in this world would know and understand. Freedom isn't liberty, and liberty isn't free. Truth is light, and light is God, who lives for all to see. It is the Heavenly Father who has blessed our lives and land. Our founding fathers looked to Him for guidance and a plan. The sovereign God had a sovereign plan for His sovereign people of this land. If I were Lady Liberty, I'd want all to understand. God's word must not be forgotten. His laws must rule this land. For love, for life, for liberty, for happiness, prosperity, America is said to be the land of opportunity. If I were Lady Liberty, I'd want all people to see, not my arm lifted up so high, but God's outstretched for thee. For I am but a statue standing in the sea, merely just a symbol of opportunity. It came by sacrifice and woe, this vision of our men of old. Their sacrifice brought liberty, not this statue in the sea. If I were Lady Liberty, this truth I'd share with thee. The Lord and the Spirit are one and the same, you see. And where his Spirit is, there too lives liberty. We have an obligation to this land so rich and free, to share God's love and be his beacon for truth, for life, for liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I don't have time to share the second poem, but it's about a broken nation. And in the final phrase of it, the people who once fought for independence now scream for government dependence. Our history is tried and true. The future now is up to you. You can choose to be offended. You can choose to be proud. You can choose to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.